All right, here we go again. This is Joseph Remy. I'm here with the 11th episode of Spiritual Empowerment, Personal Sovereignty, a podcast series that is here to help empower you and help you discover your personal sovereignty, which is a birthright that has been hidden from you by the powers that shouldn't be. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire you to go out and make a difference in the world and in your life as well. My website name is theinconvenienceofawareness.wordpress.com. And my YouTube page is called The Lone Observer. All these things in the link, whether it be on Blog Talk or on YouTube, depending on where you are, it's always going to be in the description. If you want to go to those websites, which I strongly recommend, because the bulk of my information is on there. I hadn't wrote an article on the website lately because no one has been visiting it. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that, but yeah, and also, if you need to contact me, you know, you go to my webpage to contact me. It's not hard. All you need is just your email. But anyways, you can find all these things also on the about page as well. Oh, if you're on YouTube, that is. This podcast today, or this evening, whatever, this podcast is going to be really intense. It's going to be a little hardcore. But like I said, this podcast series is going to have these episodes where I'm really more hardcore than usual. I'm always hardcore, but this is more so than usual. So be warned. Like I said, I don't pull any punches. And I actually tell it how it is. So be ready. It's going to be a while. It's going to be a bit of a buckle. Or more so, we need to buckle up for this ride. Anyway, I'm going to get into this 11th episode, this was going to be on the 10th episode, but due to the things I was going through at the time, I didn't do that episode. I'm going to do this episode now. This episode is going to be about the lack of discernment within the spiritual community, which is a huge, huge problem. It's so bad that, you know, it's pretty bad. And this is a very troublesome issue that I've been noticing more and more and more and more, and along with the fact that it's just contributing to the fact that humanity is so stagnated in its awakening journey of awakening. And it just shows how sad the situation is as well. And it's just a testament to humanity's continued naivete and in general gullibility. And their lack of discernment and their lack of cynicism. But that's another story. I'm going to get into in a second. As you know, if you're aware of what's going on right now, you're not living under a rock or living in a bubble. Things are changing. The system is on a slow motion collapse, and there's small pockets of humanity awakening to what's going on. And as a result, the dark forces, the powers that shouldn't be, where you like to call them, they are, you know, a lot of people like to call them Illuminati or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's more than that. Because like I said, the forces on this planet that are trying to keep us under control are not just human. But that's a whole nother story in itself. Because it goes into the whole non-physical thing. But like I said, these forces, they're getting scared. And as a result, what they're trying to do is they're trying to sabotage this effort or divert it into something else through disinfo and psyops. I'm not an expert on this topic of how psyops works and how their disinfo campaigns work, but you got a basic idea. You get a good idea if you understand how they try to manipulate human psychology, or what I like to call occult psychology, because of the fact that they're able to actually get into people's minds easily because they know a lot about you than you yourself probably. If you haven't, particularly if you haven't done any inner work on yourself and you're actually in touch of who you are, all the good and bad things about yourself and what triggers you. If you don't know anything about this and you're ignorant of it, then you can easily be manipulated and exploited just like that. Especially if you're an individual who still actually gives your power away to other people and is looking for a savior or mommy or daddy figure in a form of authority, which is always easily exploited. I like to, also, let me see here. Yes. As you know, there has been an explosion when it comes to alternative media, a huge explosion of alternative media information. There's a lot more people out there having with their own their outlets and whatnot. There's so much to actually try to dig through, swim through, and all this. That's the good news. Now, there is the dark side of it. The dark side of the fact is you could ask yourself, wait a minute here. What is truth and what is not? What is disinfo? What is not disinfo? And there's so much confusion surrounding all the information. And a lot of this information is actually or disinformation that contains disinformation is either deliberate or based on someone. It could be a deliberate effort, or it can actually be something that's actually caused by the fact that there's a lot of people out there in the so-called alternative media who lack integrity. And when they're wrong about something, they refuse to acknowledge it and change and evolve. Instead, they actually continue to go on with the same old thing, even though they know they're wrong deep down in their heart, misleading people as well. Overall, what this is all about at the end of the day, whether it's intentional or not, is that it's keeping us disempowered and breaking free from this system of control. And it's and because of the fact that there's so much nonsense out there nowadays, that's the reason why I personally don't really pay much attention to alternative media. I usually don't really bother nowadays. I usually just do my own thing, and I just follow with my own heart when it comes to doing the right, when it comes to doing what I have to do, and so forth. And it's just personally, if you ask me, my opinion, it's the fact that I feel like alternative media has gone overall, not all, because there's some good things in alternative media, but overall, I feel alternative media is really going the wrong direction. And I say that because of the fact that, like I addressed in one of my videos on YouTube, is that alternative media is focusing way too much on what's out here, but not focusing on what is within and what is actually within the non-physical as well. I mean, we could talk about trying to change what is wrong with external conditions, but they're a manifestation of of what is within us as a collective, and a lot of the manipulative forces around us that is not seen with the five senses. I talk about that, and you gotta remember one thing also as well when it comes to deliberate false info that is actually put there by psyops in a lot of these disinfo agents and shills. How a lot of the, and also that includes channeling as well, which I'm going to quickly get into in a second. And how a lot of this false info is going to, of course, have truth within it. It's going to have a plenty of truth, of course. But it's going to be tainted with some huge lies that's going to spoil the whole batch and kind of make the truth within them almost irrelevant because of how bad the lie is. All I have to do is just actually be 90% say everything, be 90% truth and 10% lies, and it will completely derail you. That's what a lot of people need to understand. You gotta understand that a lot of these people may come off as sincere and whatnot. You gotta understand a lot of these people are not so sincere, and I'm not saying and who are giving out false info or disinfo in general. And this goes into another top. This goes into how people are just way too invested in all this still. And more and more and what I mean by that is people are way too invested in trying to look for information outside themselves to the point where they no longer trust themselves. They no longer trust themselves. And how the hell are you going to empower yourself and reclaim your personal sovereignty if you actually don't even trust yourself no longer, if you actually have to consult someone all the time for everything? It's one thing to take in info, and it's another without following your intuition and your heart. I mean, the biggest problem here is that we need to still remember to develop our heart and develop our intuition, and to actually go with what is within our path. And this is where the whole guru savior complex comes in this, in the fact that a lot of people out there are looking for somebody to follow because they figure this person has everything they need to know about the life, universe, and everything. But I'm going to tell you something that many people don't want to hear. It's the fact that nobody has all the answers. Not even I. Even I don't have all the answers. I'll straight up tell you right up in your face. Unlike most people out there, I will tell you and be honest. Some people will tell you they don't have all the answers. But you know what? A lot of these people you follow, a lot of these people who actually try to make themselves seem like that they are the answer, they're not going to tell you that they actually don't know everything. And they don't, and they can't, and this is something else. I'm going to tell you that many of these gurus out there and these authority figures and people who want followers and wants to be an attention whore and all that, I'm going to tell you this. And that is, be your own person. Remember who you are, or at least try to rediscover who you are if you don't know that already. I am not your fountain of wisdom or your fountain of answers. And I wanted to say something more better. I think I want to say something that's a little better than that, but I completely forgot what I was going to say, and I had to pause the audio for 3 minutes to actually try to figure out what I remember, because I completely forgot what I was going to really say. And like I said, do your own research. Don't look to me as an authority. What I'm here is to try to motivate you and inspire you to actually make changes in the world and to take back your personal sorry. That's all I'm here for. I'm not here to be your guru. I'm not here to save you from anything. I only can lead you to saving yourself. And also, I notice a lot of people out there become also really, really dependent. Way too dependent on the whole, you know, particularly people in the spiritual community, the New Age movement, become way too dependent on this whole extraterrestrial phenomenon, their messages that are being allegedly channeled to them and whatnot. And you gotta understand something. There is, even though there's actually some channels out there that are true, and there's actually some truth to the channelings out there, you gotta understand that a lot of it is, quite frankly, a lot of it is BS. Because of the fact that a lot of the channeling out there is either coming from a trickster being, or it's coming from, you know, a black ops technology, which I'm going to get into in a second when I'm going to talk about Greg Gills or Gills, whatever his name was, is. I'm going to get into that in a quick second. But this whole channeling phenomenon, just be here, real here. Because of the fact that a lot of people don't want to hear this, and a lot of people are going to run away, are going to go, no, it can't be. Well, too bad, because I'm here to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. You want to actually improve? You want to be free? Then you have to hear the truth. As long as you live in lies, you never will be free. It's that simple. You can actually deny it all you want. You can run away all you want. But guess what? You're going to still be in the same spot. Is it because I say so? No, because reality says so. Now, anyways, like I said, you can't believe... I actually read... some of these channels, I actually sometimes read them for entertainment purposes because I can't take a lot of it seriously. And this goes into the whole ET thing as well. A lot of people saying that this group or this archangel or whatever is I'm channeling it, or I'm reading a channel from it. And one thing I always notice about the channeling is how it always tries to talk. It's the language of the channeling, especially the ones that start with dear one. Dear ones, huh? You're going to talk to me like I'm a child? I mean, come on. The fact that pandering right there and that trying to talk down to me like a child is really a red flag. It's a big red flag because I'm telling you, the dark forces out there know how to manipulate human psychology. They know that if you deliver a lie with the sweetest voice possible, people are going to believe you. It's kind of like that quote from Hitler about make the lie big. Make it simple, keep saying it, and people will believe it. It's something like that, because I've messed up that quote, but it's pretty much what he said. It's pretty much true. All you have to do is just actually, when it comes to making big lies, all you have to do is just make the lie simple, keep repeating it over and again, and boom. But what happens if you do it? What happens if you amplify it by actually just being really, really nice? Really look, and especially if you come off as charismatic when you're delivering those lies. And that's what that's the problem with a lot of channel information out there. That you gotta understand that, of course, it's gonna tell you truths, but the biggest red flags about most of the channels I have is the fact they don't talk about the fact that this planet is a prison planet, that there's a control system amongst you. in your midst. And the fact that we are in a matrix construct that we need to actually pull back from and stop feeding. This is something that completely, many of this information completely leads out for the most part. There's some channel information out there that actually points this out, but it's far and few, very far and very few between. I mean, it's very hard for me to actually literally, I mean, there's some of the red, you ask me what some of the red flags of false channeling are. It's just, that's one of them. And two, is the ones that actually are telling you to actually not depend on yourself and believe in yourself. And to not actually go with all these dates, or this is going to happen, this event's going to happen, and so forth, or we are going to come and save you, and you just kick back, and do nothing, or information that tells you to do that, you should do something. Understand something, that real individuals, real true beings of light, they will not tell you to do something. They will make suggestions, but they will not directly tell you to do something, or so forth, because of the fact that you got to understand that real beings of life actually value people's natural rights in their individual sovereignty, and they have a fair enough understanding of universal law to know that they cannot directly tell someone what to do, but you only can make suggestions. That's one of the things you got to watch for channeling. Channelings that tell you to do something, or channelings that actually sound like they come from a place of ego as well, or anything remotely negative. What I mean negative is as an information that is there to disempower you. And that gets tricky, because a lot of people out there who are all on the positive high, who actually want to ignore all the negative, think that if they talk about something negative, then everything is invalid. You understand that if they're talking about something negative in the sake of informing you about something, then especially if they go out and give you the solution in the same place, or the same channel, or piece of information, then no, it's not a problem. You gotta understand that, like I said, that you can't, that the negative, you gotta know about the negative. If we're gonna be free, we gotta know about the negative. Because how the hell are we gonna make a change if we just focus on positivity all the time? See how well that's been working out for humanity? The fact that most people are inclined to ignore the negative? You see what that has done throughout history? No, because the fact that people don't learn from history. People want to repeat the same old thing over and over again, hoping somehow it's going to be different this time around. You know, many people have been through so many lifetimes doing it over and over again, repeating the same old nonsense, thinking that somehow they can get away with it. And you see how well that's working out for you. There's a lot more information on what to watch out for in false when it comes to watching out for false channeling. And speaking of false channelings, let's talk about Greg Gills, so that guy I just recently heard about. Because I don't follow channelers, so I just recently heard about this. This is mostly new to me. And it's just this guy. He thought he was channeling, and he was channeling beings until he discovered that the whole entire time he was a victim of a psyop operation, where the information he was getting was not from these positive beings. No. They were from the U.S. government through their black op technology. You know, they have these techniques. They use electromagnetic technology and whatnot. That in various, it's like I said, if you want more information on this type of technology, you need to go look up electronic harassment, because it will actually and so forth. Synthetic telepathy as well. Look those things up, because like I said, I'm all about telling you, you go out, you do your own research, because I'm not a researcher. I'm a motivator. I'm an instigator of knowledge. You know what I'm going to start calling myself? An instigator of knowledge. I am an instigator of knowledge. But like I said, this is real. This is very real. Synthetic telepathy, electronic harassment, and this guy has been a victim of both. This guy actually was getting information fed to him by a bunch of order-following clowns in government that actually are actually feeding him this information through their technology. That involves a lot, like I said, electromagnetic stuff. You know, it's a very complicated thing, and like I said, if you want more technical details, you got to go look that up. You know, go Google or If you don't like Google, you want to use DuckDuckGo or Startpage, but whatever. If you don't like Google in their BS the privacy policy, which is ridiculous. But anyways, yeah, this technology, he was a victim of it. And he actually had to come out and confess the fact that he was not channeling beings that are here to help us. His information was coming from the U.S. government. It was in this info coming from the U.S. government itself. I think it's the U.S. government, but yeah. And Greg Gills, ever since he actually come out and confessed to what's going on, he actually, you know, he's trying to redeem himself. He's been posting articles in his blog, which is www.ascensionearth2012.org, you know, exposing this whole thing. Exposing it. He's been exposing this. And unfortunately, he also has been, like I said, a victim of electronic harassment. He's one of the few people, and like many others have been electronic harassment victims as well. And electronic harassment involves pretty much people, they're using, like I said, using electronics, these electromagnetic, these waves that actually harm people. That actually cause all sorts of crazy symptoms, such as hearing voices. Hearing voices. That's a big part of that whole synthetic telepathy. Hearing voices, you know, pain, all this causing pain and so forth. And it's just, it's there to pretty much try to make someone, it can literally make you go mad. You know, this all sounds scary, but you got to understand something. There's nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear here. There's very few people out there who are even subjected to this electronic harassment. But this is, I'm just trying to inform people because of the fact this goes into the fact that the information that you may be channeling or the channelings that you're reading may be coming from like I said, come government psyops. That's all I'm trying to point out. There's nothing to be afraid of because I keep saying that if you stand in your poverty, stand in your personal sovereignty, you have nothing to fear. You have nothing to fear whatsoever. Because if you're feeling fear right now, get out of that fear because it's nothing. I mean, so what? They have Black Ops technology. Ho, ho, so what? I mean, you think that's nothing. Because we as a collective are more powerful than what their technology is. Especially if you stand in your sovereignty, in your power. They can't touch you. But like I said, the Greg Gills incident is a great example. You know, someone who used to be this guy who used to chant and thought he was a channeler. Turns out he was getting information fed to him through this technology, you know, that you sound like it makes it seem like, oh, I'm hearing voices. But that it's really not coming from your guides or whoever being. But yeah, this is a great example of this side of why phony channeling. And there's people out there who I believe who just make up bullshit. They actually just say I'm channeling someone that really are not. Or it comes from trickster beings because of the fact that when people write these books, they claim that that comes from a channel source. Coming from a channel source, they're channeling actually. They could be channeling entities. No one knows who these entities really are, because a lot of this, like I said, it's not always government psyops. I mean, it can also be like I said, it can also be like entities as well, trickster beings, whatever. A lot of people like to call them the djinn, archons, whatever. But like I said, let me conclude that not all channelings are bad. Actually, what channelings are true, I can't really answer that question, to be honest with you. I don't even want to even make a guess. I can't answer that for you because of the fact is I don't really pay attention to channeling or listen to channeling or listening to messages that allegedly come from extraterrestrials. I mean, I'm not saying that extraterrestrial contact within people is not real. I'm just saying that a lot of it out there is very likely BS, which is the reason why I never really pay attention to these things anyway. I never had the interest or the desire to do those things. And like I said, we need to just learn to look within ourselves, if possible, through contemplation and go with what is best with our own path if we feel or confused or overwhelmed about information that we're looking at. If we're looking at all this information, we feel confused and conflicted, go within yourself and ask your guides and ask your higher self. Ask those. That's the only things I trust. My guides and my higher self. That's the only thing I trust in the world. If you have information, ask. Soundly ask, and you'll get the answer in some way. That's what you need. People need to do more instead of depending on actually external forces for information, whether those forces are good or bad. I mean, discernment and taking back your power is actually involves you knowing how to look within yourself more and going with what's in your heart more than what is actually what someone's telling you. This gullibility that humanity is suffering from is very dangerous. It is extremely dangerous. It is so dangerous that it's going to lead us into another cycle of enslavement or into a bigger cage where we think we're free, but we're not. I'm just amazed at how gullible and childish people still are mentally. In their lack of cynicism and discernment, in their skepticism. It's always good to have some healthy skepticism. Not the extreme skepticism that's adopted by super left-brain individuals who want to believe everything they're told by the government and establishment. Oh, no. We can't have to go that far. There needs to be a healthy sense of skepticism. We need to stop being so trusting in people. We need to stop trusting people so much. We need to have people earn trust. Because of the fact that you are a sitting duck waiting to be shot at, an open target, if you don't actually if you don't guard yourself and actually be questioning and actually be on the watch. Trust is earned, not given. And that's how I treat people. I actually don't easily trust people because I've seen what has happened to other people. And in my personal life, I have actually suffered consequences of not trusting, watching out for who I'm trusting. Quite frankly, this whole thing pisses me off. And it's not the people who are gullible who piss me off, really. You know, that frustrates me. But you know what really pisses me off? It's the fact that people who exploit this gullibility and use it against humanity so they can continue controlling them and continue exploiting them for their own personal gain. Those people are the worst out there. And they're some of the most satanic, dark, archonic individuals out there. And these are archonic ass lickers too. Because they lick their asses. Oh yeah, I'm being hard here, but you know what? It's true. These guys are kiss asses. That's what they are. That's what they rather do that than to actually break out of their mind control and their fear. They do it because of the fact they're mind controlled. And the fact they think they have this secret access. That's why they do it. And it's pathetic. The fact that people are willing to actually exploit the people who are enslaving humanity. I can't believe that they're doing this. And where's the outrage? The outrage needs to be in the form of people saying, look, after I listen to this, I'm gonna be inspired to go out and try to do my own thing. I'm gonna try to help out the best way I can that's based on my talent. But no. Another day goes by and not a care is given in the world. It's pathetic. Being spiritually awake is about being on guard against those who want to sell you information or tell you that they are there to help you. You got to be on guard for these people out there to say, I'm here to help, that actually want to just suddenly just intrude into your life and say, I'm here to help you. I want to sell you and peddle you information. You got to actually be discerning. You got to be questioning. You got to interrogate these people. You can't just easily trust them just because their information sounds good or because they come off so charismatic and nice. And that's the problem. The fact that people fall for people who look so nice, they look attractive, they sound nice, they speak in pleasing, calm tones. Oh, yeah, this person must be right about what they're saying. Wrong! They're wrong! I'm telling you, they are wrong. Look at me. Look how rough I am. A lot of people will think that I'm nonsense because of the fact that I am not calm for them. I'm too not delicate enough for their taste. ridiculous. And it just goes into the fact that it just reminds me how the fact that there's, I can't believe how there is a dark, how there's fellow human beings out there who are willing to do this to another human being. Because in fact, not only do they believe in the religion authority, they want to actually have a piece of that pie. They want that hidden knowledge, you know, from them. They want that. They want to be controllers. They want to be mini-me controllers, because that's what they are. They're not real controllers. They're petty, because they're still order-following idiots, order-following clowns. That's what they are. I can't believe there's people out there who are willing to actually take a machine and actually electronically harass someone and make their lives a living hell, make it so they can't sleep at night. Make it seem like they're losing their minds and actually losing everything in the world. These people out there are some of the worst. Are some of the worst. The fact they're willing to do this to their own fellow brothers and sisters because they're that psychopathic. They're just these psychopathic pieces of shit. And they need to and that's what they are. And there's no outrage. You're damn right there needs to be some outrage. And there's this meme within the alternative spiritual community, especially New Age, where they try to tell you that anger is bad. Now, let me tell you something. Anger, if healthy, righteous indignation is not a bad thing. It means that you are you're mentally and emotionally healthy enough to actually know that there is wrong and injustice within your midst. That's the natural reaction to injustice and wrong. If it's not within you, you are a broken down individual. If you can't react to this in the way I'm reacting, you are broken. I'm sorry, but it's true. You are broken. I mean, and I understand the fact that you cannot dwell on this anger, because after the end of this podcast, I'm gonna become just like that again, as if nothing happened. I mean, it's one thing to dwell on the anger and let it destroy you from the inside, or use it in the way that's destructive, and it's another to not actually express yourself in a genuine emotion. The fact that you understand that there's such thing as anger, or healthy, righteous anger that comes from a place of real spiritual love. You actually being angry in a healthy way means you care. It means you give a shit. It means you actually have true innate spiritual love. And you got to understand that's something about spiritual love. When I'm talking about spiritual love, is I'm not talking about some romantic, sentimental, mushy, gushy nonsense. No, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about my love for human people actually being well, my love for people being good, my love for people actually getting out of their condition, of their dark condition, and being free, sovereign individuals who are happy. That's where my love comes from, deep down, despite my negativity I have towards humanity in general. Deep down within myself, within my higher self, I have that love. And if you actually are not, and if you don't understand that, you're broken. I don't care what anyone says. You can go contact me, cry and come and complain on my webpage, you know, that's in the about on YouTube or in the link. I always link to my blog where my contact page is. You can cry and complain to me all you want. It's not enough. You know what's going to happen to you? I'm going to look at your message. I might reply something back to you, then I'm going to block you or something. I don't know. Or just not read it at all. Better yet, just not read it at all. And just ignore it as if nothing happened. That's something you got to understand when it comes to righteous indignation. Of course, I don't want to be pissed off about someone who is willing to actually harass their fellow brothers and sisters that haven't done a damn thing to them. The fact they're willing to do this for money, and the fact they want to please their masters. They want to lick their freaking ass. That's what it's about. They actually are willing to do that for $1 million too, probably quite literally. Yeah, it sounds vulgar, but you know what? I'm being honest here. If you can't handle it, that's too bad. Because like I said, this is not about me pleasing you. If you think I'm too harsh, don't listen no more. Because I don't care. I don't care. You need to actually understand something what the seriousness of the situation is. Of course, I'm going to be angry at people who are these order-following idiots who are willing to actually work in these institutions that are there to enslave us. If these damn idiots weren't working for then these controllers who are not even actually human at the highest levels of the control pyramid, then the controllers will not be able to get anything done. They'll be powerless. They'll be rendered powerless overnight. But they failed to see that. They failed to rise up in the collective numbers. And they also do it probably out of cowardice as well. But they figure that I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm too broken down inside. I'm just too bad. Or I'm beyond redemption. Anyways, it just, I think I was going to get into the fact that a lot of the fact that people also fall into personality cults over false information. But you know what? I don't have much to say about that. But the fact that, you know, there is personality cults out there in the alternative media, how they will hang on to every word, even are caught in the lies. The solution to all this nonsense is critical thinking. While questioning everything, you always have to consistently question everything because we're always lied to. We're always lied to by people. And this reality is so confusing. We're living in so much, there's so much deception. You're never, ever going to pretty much know the full truth of what this reality entails in the current condition, the current state of things. So you always got to question everything. And you always got to actually have critical thinking skills. If you don't have it, learn to develop it. Because there's a lot of people out there, especially in the spiritual community or in particular, who have poor critical thinking skills. They need to develop those skills as a solution to all this. We need to start actually questioning and stop just accepting blindly. Start taking things, and start taking things with a grain of salt as well if you're on a fence about something. And that's it for today. Hopefully, I got this out of the way, and that's it for now. Next podcast, I don't know. Like I said, no, could be anytime, whatever. That's it. That's all I have to say today about the whole discernment thing, because it's an issue that people need to really seriously consider. But like every else I talk about, no one gives a shit. But hey, I have to say something. It's better to say to actually be loud than to be silent. But that's it for today. I'm known as the Lone Observer, Jay Remy, or Joseph Remy. So that's it for today. Bye.